You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Rediscovering God's Word. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Nearly 1 year ago, television talk shows were all abuzz with discussions dealing with the lives of congressmen from both political parties, congressmen who had been caught in adultery and lying and immorality. But according to the polls, most people felt that there is no way that what these congressmen did could ever be judged either right or wrong. According to the Bible, ours is not the first generation to lose its direction, not only in morality, but also in religion and ethics. In the Old Testament of the Bible, in 2 Chronicles, we read about King Manasseh, the wickedest king in the entire history of Judah. Manasseh built idols. He even burned children alive. And during his reign, almost all traces of the true God of the Bible were removed from society. Shortly thereafter, however, King Josiah came to power. Manasseh had been the most ungodly king, and now Josiah arrived as one of the most God-fearing kings. Josiah immediately destroyed the false gods, and as he was rebuilding the temple, Hezekiah the priest discovered a copy of the Word of God. And what a discovery this was! Once again, both the king and the people had a clear word for their life and their religion. Now, before this amazing discovery, the people of Judah had not read their Bibles. Their country had become paganized and secularized. Now they rediscovered God's Word, and a great change took place. What happened, my friend, in wicked King Manasseh's day is almost exactly what is happening in our society in 1999. Newsweek magazine has reported that while most people today own a Bible, very few people read their Bibles regularly. Consequently, what happened in godly King Josiah's day needs to happen to us as a nation. But even more important, as individuals, we need to rediscover what God is saying to us in His holy word. You see, unless we know the will of God as revealed in His holy word of the law, we will not know what God expects of us. And unless we know the word of God's holy gospel, we will not know what God has done for us. Several years ago, reliable research showed that nowadays the majority of adults and teenagers, at best, know only three of the Ten Commandments. Therefore, I'm going to now review in a very brief way the will of God as He has revealed Himself in several of His Ten Commandments. In the first commandment, God says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Now, who needs to be convinced that as a society and as individuals, we have made for ourselves many gods? We would sooner go to a sports event than to church, and we'd sooner watch television or spend time on the internet than spend time with God reading the Scriptures. Now, of course, sports activities and other leisure activities are not wrong in themselves. However, when we place these activities before our love for God and the time we would give to God, then these activities have become our idols, and we have sinned against God's first commandment. Just recently, a special section of the New York Times pointed out that the television programs for this fall contain more cursing, more swearing, and more blasphemy against God's name than in any previous year. That was on the front page. Now, of course, each of us can pharisaically condemn television, but the fact is this, my friend. Most of us are getting swept along with this sewage. Consequently, out of our mouths come words of cursing and blasphemy. that are no different than what occurs on television. And why is this? Well, like in Manasseh's day, we in the church have become like the world. Consequently, we don't know what the Ten Commandments of God are anymore. We have nothing with which to compare our daily activities. And we have forgotten the second commandment, which says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." In the third commandment, God says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." Now, we are one of the most religious countries in the whole world, and our church attendance, in comparison to Europe, is very, very good. However, our problem is this. We try to quickly get in and out of church every Sunday morning and then fill our minds and busy our bodies with other secular activities. It is no wonder that recent social critics have indicated that never in history has there been such a society that is claimed to be so religious, but whose actions are essentially secular, especially on Sunday. Surely many of us have forgotten God's third commandment, which says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." Now, have you ever watched some of the leading television sitcoms recently, those that target teenagers? Well, many of them contain special flashpoint scenes that emphasize youth and teenage rebellion against parents. Our young people pick that up. And so if our young people are spending less time in the Bible, like the people in Manasseh's day, then is it any wonder that our youth act like the people in Manasseh's day and sass their parents, even though the fourth commandment says clearly, "Honor your father and mother, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth." 30 years ago, it was certainly less common to have murder reports constantly in the news. Nowadays, murder reports are not only in the news, murder reports lead the evening news. And as murderers are often accorded greater protection and more concern than the victim, again, why is this? Simply because we have forgotten God's fifth commandment, which says, "Thou shalt not kill." Last year, we had leading political figures who not only committed adultery, but flaunted it publicly. And it was not the adultery of these public figures that was so shameful. Rather, it was the acceptance by the general public of this godless lifestyle. You probably remember that polls showed that most people approve of adultery. Now, is this not the same thing as was going on in Manasseh's day? Nobody was reading the Bible, the Word of God, and the law of God. And so when it came time to judge lifestyles of people, everybody accepted anything that was going on. Whatever has happened to God's sixth commandment, which says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery"? Now, of course, I simply do not have the time on this program to review even briefly each of the Ten Commandments, but let me summarize by saying this. The Ten Commandments of God reflect the law of God and the will of God. And it is only when we know the Ten Commandments that we can recognize how far we as a nation, and even more important, how far we as individuals have strayed from the will of God. But even more serious is when we fail to hear clearly from God's Word, His gospel of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible says, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." This is a very sobering and a very serious matter. And so, my friend, now is the time. Yes, now is the hour for you to say, "Stop. I don't want to continue being like the people in Manasseh's day. I don't want to have a life that is secular and self-centered. Instead of feeding my mind and spirit on words and visuals shown on secular television, I want to feed my mind and my soul on the cleansing and life-giving Word of God." And this new life will come to you, my friend, when you read in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 1, that in Jesus Christ we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses or our sins, according to the riches of God's grace. Again, St. Paul writes, "Being rich in mercy because of the great love with which God has loved us, He made us alive together with Christ." Now remember how a few moments ago I explained that the priests in Josiah's day rediscovered the Word of God? Then there followed a great turning to the true God of the Bible. As a result, people were saved from the judgment and the wrath of God. But for the country of Judah, this change came too late. Judah was eventually totally destroyed. And so as your friend in Jesus Christ, I don't want this to happen to you. And for that reason, I repeat the words of the Apostle Paul, "Do not receive the grace of God in vain." Now, my friend, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Oh, my friend, rediscover God's holy word and see for yourself what God is saying to you in His Ten Commandments. And rediscover God's life-giving word and the good news of His gospel that through the death of His Son, Jesus, God has reconciled you to Himself. Through His sin-cleansing blood, Jesus has washed away all your sins. In Jesus, the Bible says, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of His grace. Oh, don't delay. Rediscover God's Word, the Word of His life-saving gospel. This Word will lift your heart. This Word will cleanse your soul. And this life-giving Word will plant deeply into your heart a faith that will enable you to face with confidence every new day. This living Word of God will give you a faith that will enable you to look forward with absolute certainty to spending eternity with your loving Heavenly Father. O Lord, we pray, speak Your Word of law and gospel, repentance and hope to all who are listening today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.